Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, reading verse 4. "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Turning quickly to Numbers chapter 11, I'll read verse 24 and 25. "And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease." Heavenly Father, please help us today. Lord, I've labored, I've prayed a lot, I've studied a lot. But without your help, just as Jesus said in John chapter 15, "Without him, I can do nothing." Please help me to preach. Please do something in my mind. I am forgetful. I lose my place. Please help me to preach, not as the scribes, but with authority. Please help me to faithfully teach what I believe you've given me to say. And for the people, give them ears to hear and a heart to understand. Thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name, amen. I'll talk a little bit about Numbers chapter 11 today, but we'll go in depth next week. Pretty much we'll do the whole chapter. But last week, we talked about King Saul, and I'll read just a couple of verses to refresh our memory, I suppose. 1 Samuel chapter 10. "Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, with the other prophets, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be when these signs are come upon thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee." The title of this message, honestly, it's the ninth part of the Missing the Holy Spirit series. But this particular message, I guess you can say that we're studying the Old and New Testament gifts as a sign of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Again, spiritual gifts are a sign of the Holy Spirit's anointing, his smearing on. That's what the word anoint means, to smear on. But the Spirit of God, when it comes to rest upon a minister, and it doesn't have to be a pastor. If you witness at the nursing home, you're a minister. If you testify while you're standing in line at Rouse's, you're a minister. And honestly, as we'll see next time, the Spirit of God is for all believers, not just a select few. But Saul's anointing and Moses' 70 elders being filled with the Spirit, these are types of the day of Pentecost. I know you've listened to me a bunch. You know what the word type means, but I'll explain. A type, an Old Testament type, is something in the Old Testament that foreshadows something in the New. And obviously the greatest type, Old Testament type there is found in Exodus. You remember the story of the Ten Commandments? You've seen the movie. You know that when the children of Israel, they took a lamb for a house, it says in Exodus. And they killed that lamb. And they took its blood and put it on the doorpost and lintel. At night, when that death angel came, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." The epistle writer said, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. In other words, the Passover lamb foreshadowed the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, that takes away the sin of the world. And the Old Testament is full of these types, these foreshadowings. Any topic you want to talk about, any doctrine, any New Testament doctrine, you can find in the Old Testament, in prophecy, in type, in symbol, what have you. And according to Luke chapter 24, this is how Jesus explained the Old Testament to those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He said, "Go to the Old Testament," and as he told the Pharisees, "Those scriptures, they testify of me." But again, both Saul's anointing and Moses' 70 elders are types of the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost means 50. 50 days after a certain day. And perhaps we'll get into detail about the feasts. But it's after Calvary and the resurrection. 50 days later, after Jesus rose from the grave, the Spirit of God came down on the day of Pentecost. And as we opened up, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When the day of Pentecost was fulfilled, the Spirit was poured out, again as prophecy, fulfilled prophecy from the Old Testament. You can't discount Pentecost just because you're afraid of speaking in tongues. Pentecost is solid Bible. There's as firm a footing for Pentecost as any other New Testament event. You know, there's many, many types, many symbols, many prophecies in the Old Testament that talk about the day of Pentecost. And Pentecost is one of the three major feast days. There was Passover, there was Pentecost, and there was the Day of Tabernacles that the Jews were required to attend. It's important. It's important. It's Bible. And it's for today. Pentecost is a part of Christ's ministry and the plan of God. Again, the three feasts will testify to that. Pentecost is part of the ministry of Jesus Christ when he was here on the earth. When he was introduced, when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God," he had been preaching that when Jesus comes, he'll baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus himself testified in Acts chapter 1 and in other places that the Spirit would be poured out on the day of Pentecost. Again, you can't get rid of Pentecost. Pentecost is the power to carry out the Great Commission. He said, tarry in Jerusalem. He said, wait for the promise of the Father. And he said that we'd receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, giving us power to witness of Him, giving us power to go to Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. To say that the power of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit have passed away is to say that the Great Commission has passed away. And that's obviously not true. The Great Commission is to everyone and every age, and so is the power of God, if we will but ask for it. Remember, Jesus said, if you ask your Father for a fish, He won't give a scorpion and what have you. But He said that how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask for it? And last time we covered the purpose for the power, and that is to preach the gospel, to carry out the Great Commission. But let's look at King Saul again, if we can. 1 Samuel chapter 10. In verse 6, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Remember, this is Old Testament. This is not Acts chapter 2. This is Old Testament. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And again, we talked about this a little bit last time. But he said, when the Spirit comes, that you will exhibit a gift of the Spirit. You'll prophesy with the other prophets, and shalt be turned into another man. When we're filled with the Spirit, God empowers us. He changes us. Are we born again? Fantastic. But we need the power of God to live. We need the power of God, as He said in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, to rightly interpret the Word of God. The epistle writer says, you have no need to teach you, but the anointing of the Spirit, He teaches you. And again, no new doctrine. Those on TV, they've got another revelation, they got a rhema word, they're liars. There's no new message. It's Jesus come in the flesh. It's Jesus that lived the perfect life. It's Jesus that walked on the water. It's Jesus that hung on the cross. It's Jesus that rose from the dead. And it's Jesus Christ that's coming again. There's no new doctrine. But the Spirit gives us understanding of those doctrines that are in the Word of God. And Samuel said, Saul, when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll be turned into another man. You'll be empowered to live right and to do the things of God. And in our parlance, we're empowered to preach the gospel. You know, this is not supposed to be ho-hum. It's not supposed to be inbred churchianity. But God gives us the power to preach the gospel. And He gives us the power to overcome sin. It's not God's will that we sin a little bit more every day. He said, little children, I write unto you that you flee fornication. Jesus said, go and sin no more. The power of God is given, as we studied in John chapter 14. He comes to live inside, and there's relationship. But in 1 Samuel, the next verse here, chapter 10, verse 7, and let it be, when these signs are come upon thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And we talked about this. Jesus said, I'm with you always, in Matthew chapter 28. In another place, the writer quotes him. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. In chapter 8, and again, I said that Pentecost was Bible. Pentecost is biblical. in verse 8 here, "And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and the sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee, and shall show thee what thou shalt do." There's a lot packed into this verse. There's an awful lot packed into this verse. He says, "Go down before me to Gilgal." We studied on that some years ago. You remember Elijah and Elisha. Elisha said, "I know you're about to go up into heaven," and that chariot did come down and get Elijah and bring him up to heaven. But Elisha said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." Remember this story. But if you read the text of when that happened in Kings, it says that Elijah went back and forth. He went to Gilgal, and he went over here, and he went back, and he went to Gilgal again, what have you. And we studied that again probably some years ago now. But it talks about always going back to Calvary, always remembering Calvary. And the word Gilgal means rolled away. It talks about being delivered from sin, delivered from your old life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And that town, Gilgal, that makes reference to that, of the new life, the new birth. But the text here, and again, verse 8 of 1 Samuel chapter 10, Samuel told Saul, "Go before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come unto thee to offer burnt offerings and sacrifice offerings of peace offerings. I will come down unto thee." That's a prophecy. That's a prophecy of the incarnation of Christ, the first advent of Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 10, "And he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet." That's again in symbol, "I will come down unto thee," speaks of Christ coming from heaven to offer burnt offerings and the sacrifices of peace offerings. That talks about Calvary. We understand that Jesus took our place. We understand that he was a sin offering for us. Again, this verse 8 has a lot packed into it. But then it says, 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come unto thee and show thee what thou shalt do. 7 days shalt thou tarry. You know, it was 7 days, and I talked about this just a bit ago, 7 days from the ascension to the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. It was 7 days. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, Jesus said this, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." When Jesus said this, he was quoting 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8. And again, these things that happened to Saul, these events in the Old Testament, foreshadow the things in the New. Saul being anointed to be king is a type, a foreshadowing of the day of Pentecost. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. He says, "Tarry, and I'll come, and I'll show you what to do." You know, in John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you." Another direct quotation. In John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Saul, go before me, tarry 7 days, I'm going to come, and I'll show thee what thou shalt do. Jesus quoted that. The Comforter is going to come, and he will teach you all things. Again, Pentecost is biblical. Pentecost is straight from the Old Testament, fulfilled. But let's look at some more types and fulfillments of these types. In verse 9, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all they that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this? What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? In one of the same place, or from the same town, or what have you, answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? Remember, on the day of Pentecost, it says that they were all speaking in other tongues and all these different languages, and the people said, what meaneth this? Just as the guys that knew Saul, they said, what is this? Again, it's a quotation. They, at the day of Pentecost, they said, are these people not drunk with wine? I mean, it ain't but 9 o'clock in the morning. They saw the events, and they said these things just, hey, you know, what's going on? What meaneth this? And hey, don't these people look kind of drunk? But these things that they said were in fulfillment of the prophecy in type of when Saul was filled with the Spirit. You can take the New Testament and lay it over the Old, and they match. The things in the New Testament match the things in the Old. And again, since the Old was written before, the Old foretells the New. You've got the unity of the Word of God and the harmony of the Old Testament and New Testament, the harmony of the Testaments. And one more thing I want to look at before we close out today. They said, what meaneth this? And it says that Peter, standing up with the 11, he began to preach and explain what had happened. He explained the pouring out of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And he said this, but this is that. You said, what meaneth this? Well, this is what it meaneth. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Again, we've just studied that Pentecost was foretold in the life of King Saul. But it was also foretold by the prophet Joel. And many other places in the Old Testament, you can find the day of Pentecost prophesied about. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. But look at verse 19. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter is obviously quoting Joel chapter 2. And Joel prophesied of the day of Pentecost, the pouring out of the Spirit. But just as Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, that the Spirit was given that we should be a witness of Christ, Joel said, we're to be a witness of the second coming of Christ. Because this sun turned into darkness, the moon into blood, you can read about those things in the book of Revelation. And obviously the book of Revelation talks about the great tribulation and then the second coming. It shall come to pass in the last days that the great tribulation will come and Jesus will come back. You know, last time we talked about the purpose for the power. But Joel said, the Holy Ghost was given because we have a job to do. We can talk about the Great Commission, but there's an urgency because we don't know the day or the hour, but we know that Jesus Christ is coming back. And we've got to gather in that harvest. We've got to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we've got to do so soon because the tribulation is coming. That day when no man can work, Jesus said, is coming. We need to be about the Father's business. We need to win the lost around the world as soon as possible.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.